Go for it.
All right, we'll call this meeting to order. We'd like to welcome everybody up to the Sandy Valley CAC meeting. If everyone would please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We're just looking at roll call. We're just missing John today. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak about to the council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Do we have anybody that needs to make comments about items on the agenda at this point? All right, we'll move to our next item, the approval of the minutes for May 13th, 2025.
I move we approve the minutes for May 13th, 2025.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. And then we'll move to the approval of the agenda for June 10th, 2025.
I motion that we approve the agenda for June 10th, 2025.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. We'll move to the informational items. First, we'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Good evening, Councilman, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. For the month of May, kind of a light month, a medical, one med flight, one fire, and we did end up saying goodbye to two of our residents out here. As the weather's getting hot, brush is starting to dry out. We're starting to get into a little bit more of the wildland season with the fires in the desert. One of the biggest culprits right now has been the shooters and the terror. If you're gonna do it, if you know people doing it, you know, let them know it's probably not a great idea. If you're gonna go out in the desert, go shoot, take a shovel with you, bring water with you, and be prepared. So if something does touch off, try and get that out before it gets out of hand. We've already lost multiple acres. Mule Springs up in Level Canyon and a few other places around the base of Mount Charleston and Boise. So short of that, I really don't have a whole lot of anything else. If anyone's got questions for me, awesome.
All right, do we have anybody from Metro?
They were here.
And nobody from BLM?
No, nope. They're here too.
They're off visiting.
They haven't gotten used to this 7
don't
o'clock
ask them
period.
Out. I'm
kidding. Mm. We changed the meeting
to 7. They had it at 6:30, so then they went out and said,
oh, my goodness.
Cool.
We'll
circle back to them. Receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools. The only thing, we had our graduation. We had 100% graduation rate for students that were enrolled. And it was a great ceremony. I don't know if there's anything else, Ellie?
Yeah. I don't think so.
All of them?
That's what Izzy just said.
All right. We'll receive a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation.
I don't really have anything, just my slip on the board.
All right. I will receive a report from Valley Electric.
Good evening. My name is Kevin. I'm having a board meeting tomorrow, so I'll get more information, but it'll be too late for tonight. So what I did is I went through my board package and I picked out what I think you'd be interested in. There's supposed to be meter upgrades that are going on in Sandy Valley, even right now. There has been some replacement of some street lights with LED lights. We have some battery storage projects that we're going to move, and some solar that we're going to move ahead on. For a while, we were kind of stalled because we didn't know what was going to happen with the new administration. On Friday, June 13th, we're going to have our annual meeting in Pahrump. The doors are going to open at 5 p.m. and the business meeting is going to start at 6:30. Subway Savages will be sponsoring the meeting, so they'll be there. It'll be a little bit of food. From what I understand, from what I read, fiber construction is completed to the school and the library. I don't know if that means that it's hooked up or not. I know last month they were talking about negotiating with Clark County to hook fiber up to the fire department. I don't know where that's at. Tomorrow I'll be in for up all day for board meetings and some training. I'll be doing some training in equity management. And that's all I have. You might have any, oh, I do have one more thing. So I even thought of this. At the annual meeting, they're going to announce scholarships. Do we know anybody in the schools?
I know that I was pushing it for the seniors. Whether or not they did it or not, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. All right. We'll know more Friday night.
Hopefully.
All right. Any questions? Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. We'll circle back to Metro.
Hi, everybody. Officer Isbell. Sorry about that. We're working a search and rescue, so we had to get some ducks in a row. Nothing significant to report. School's out and it's hot, so people tend to get a little bit crazier. So,
why do you
see something? You see something, say something. Give us a call. I'll hang out as long as I can for questions, but I might be dipping out here pretty quickly. So, any questions for Metro or anything like that? Awesome. Thank
cool.
you.
Thank you very much. We'll receive a report from BLM.
Good evening, everybody. James Boyle with the Bureau of Land Management. I don't have a whole lot either. On June 13th, we're going to start the stage one fire restrictions for Southern Nevada on BLM land. So there's a year-round in place fire restrictions that prohibits things like fireworks and tracer rounds and things that always cause fires. As things start to dry out, and the temperatures get hotter, the winds change, we hit this point where then they move to stage one restrictions, which include things like no campfires outside of designated campfire rings. So like if people just build a bonfire, that's not going to be permitted after the 13th. On federal land. So this is a joint fire restriction between the BLM, the National Park Service, the U.S. Forest Service, and Clark County. Instead of each jurisdiction having different messages, it's the same message, but across all of the different jurisdictions in Southern Nevada. But so the main points on that, I'm sorry, I was going to put it out, but we got sidetracked. The main points are no campfires, still the no tracer rounds, no tannerite. I don't know if anyone saw that there was a large fire up at Mule Springs the other day. Our friends from Clark County Fire came out and helped the BLM firefighters out with that. That fire was caused by tannerite. We have identified a potential suspect in that fire, and if you cause a fire on federal land, by doing something like shooting tannerite, which is prohibited, you can get a bill for the cost of putting that fire out. And they did 4 air tanker drops on that, so I don't know what that cost, but I don't want to pay that bill.
Or the house.
Right, probably, yeah. So, yeah, and so just for context, we've had our BLM fire personnel have responded to at least one wildland fire every day in the last week. There's a large one at the wetlands in Clark County yesterday. But yeah, so just be cautious of the fire. You guys know this, you live out here. I'm pretty good at firing and stuff, but that's the only information of any value I have to pass on. Other than that, if you have any quick questions, I'll be there for that. And then after that, I'm probably going to have to sneak out to go find somebody. Well, if you have anything else, you can always reach out. If Megan has my contact information.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. We'll receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
And I don't have much. We're still about 2 months out on the road. And they have, it is not Las Vegas Baby Grave, you'll be very happy to know it's not Las Vegas Baby.
We'll get done in 7 months.
It's the Holcim, I believe, H-O-L-C-I-M, that company. I've been seeing that lately. I wonder if it's a renamed company. Do you know? Is it like a renamed?
I don't know. I've never heard that company.
Yeah, it's just, I've just started seeing it, so I don't know if it's a new company or whatever, but I believe they're the ones that got it. I know this is hard to believe, but I had not read the entire bid document. I know, terrible. But they're going to be doing the work at night. So it will be, I know. So maybe I won't get as many angry emails and calls as I thought I would. So that was good. And that's really all I have right now. Well, Public Works, if you saw the equipment out here, they'll be out here all week fixing up stuff after the rain. I don't know. I know our area got it really bad. Cherokee was a mess. I actually ended up driving home in the middle of the storm, which was pretty scary. But the pass, you can see that they brought gravel in and filled in those where it had been undermined. And they're working on Prince, which was really bad. And I've sent them a couple others that people have reported to me. So if you have any spots that are really bad, like impassable, let me know and I'll put it on their list. That's all I have.
Thank you very much. We do not have any planning and zoning items, so we'll move on to general business. We have representatives from USDA Rural Land Development.
Good evening, Sandy Valley. My name is Lena Ocasio. I'm with the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development. I have one of my colleagues, Bill, with me. He's with Community Facilities, and I also brought along Saul Ramos. He's the Director of Small Business Administration. We just wanted to come out and speak with you folks after the meeting. We have housing programs. We also have small business programs, as well as community facilities. We had dinner with Megan at the Pioneer Saloon, and found out that maybe the cemetery might need some funding, which we can do. Under rural development, we can pretty much fund an entire town. From schools to small businesses to sewer projects, water projects. So we're interested in getting to know exactly what you guys need and hopefully facilitate and see what programs we can match with your needs. And I'll let Saul come introduce himself really quick as well.
So hi everyone, my name is Saul Ramos with the United States Small Business Administration. We provide a lot of business development at no cost, so we have a lot of partners. One of them we call SCORE, they're actually volunteers. Many of them are retired executives. Many of them are actually working and active in their subject matter experts. So they provide no cost business development. We have small business development centers tied with the universities of Reno and Las Vegas. We have a women business center. We have a veteran business outreach center. So all these four partners are funded by SBA, provide business development at no cost. And then of course we have the loan programs, very similar to what USDA has. We guarantee the loan. And if you're looking to purchase a building, purchase another business, working capital, you name it, the SBA is most likely gonna be a good option for those needs for small businesses. So I'm just glad to be here. Thanks for the time. And we did enjoy our time at the Pioneer Saloon and enjoying our time here with you all. So looking forward to speaking to anyone that wants to know more about SBA. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we would have gone to table tap, but they're close today. So.
All right. So this is the time period for comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. Do we have any public comments? Yes.
This coming Saturday, the 14th, thank you, is also Flag Day, but the Sand Valley Sidewinder football team is putting on a car wash at the firehouse from 10 to 2. And it's Flag Day, so bring your old flag so that we can retire them properly with the Flag Day ceremony, and that's now your cue.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's this Saturday, you said?
Yeah.
Yes. So Saturday being Flag Day, 6 p.m., the American Legion will have our flag retirement ceremony, and we officially just properly destroy the flags with fire. So that'll be in front of the firehouse at 6 p.m. Saturday. The Sandy Mesquite group has added an emergency plan to our committees, and some of us through the emergency plan are starting a farmers co-op and exchange every first and third Saturday, 8 a.m. at the park. You just show up with whatever excess fruits, vegetables, trees, whatever you've grown in your yard and trade or have there for a donation or whatever, just a way to get those who have excess fruits and vegetables and things to trade with other farmers and make it a co-op. So we're going to try this. Our first one was last Saturday. We had two vehicles that had about six or seven different things to share and trade, but the 21st will be our next one at 8 a.m. And we have people that'll have different trees, apricot trees, some nut trees, possibly pine trees, and plums. And so we're just gonna continue this. We call it 8 o'clock start time. Don't know about the end time. If no one shows up, walk up to coffee and donuts on the first Saturday at the Senior Center or pancake breakfast on the third Saturday. So if you show up with your stuff and there's no one here, at least you have something else to do. So that's the plan. Let's see, what else? July 1st would normally be the American Legion meeting at the Idle Spurs. We're not having a July meeting, and we voted to not have a Sandy Mesquite July meeting. So we'll see what this group does. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take the hit.
Was I hinting?
Do we have any other comments?
I have one for the library. She has a donkey rescue coming Thursday, June 12th, from 12 to 2 p.m. here in the park. I think that's this Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, it's this Thursday. And they're going to have donkeys.
Yes, they're bringing the donkeys out.
They're people friendly, so they're hoping kids will come and meet them.
Yeah. And then she has Science Heroes coming June 13th from 4:30 to 5:15. And that will be either in there or in here. Not sure where. That's all I have for
Thank
the
you.
Library.
Do we have any other comments? All right, our next meeting will be July 8th, 2025. We appreciate everybody coming out. This meeting is adjourned.
Short and sweet. I like it.
Here it is. This is the model number. And you go on your trip.